Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Wednesday. Final hour for us. A lot to get to. Jason Longshore in about 25 minutes. Talk to him about what Atlanta United got done last night in Honduras. Now, he's going to be on the phone with us, obviously. They're traveling today. It was a late night and all that kind of stuff, which means no AMA with Jason Longshore at 1:40. We're still going to do the AMA like normal, but no AMA for Jason. So if you have a question, an Atlanta United-related question, that you don't think Randy and I would be clever enough to think of, tweet it at us, at TBM929 or at RandyMac81, and we'll ask Jason what you want to know coming up in 25 minutes as well. Also, at 1:40, as always, the AMA. Get your questions in early. Send them to Wendy on Twitter, at Wendy Radio, or on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. And
we got some motor supercross.
What?
I'm about to say it's a motocross, but no, it is
supercross. Yeah, it's better than motocross. It's supercross.
We have some supercross tickets to give away this hour also, so make sure you guys stay tuned.
That's all happening in the 1 o'clock hour, and we kick things off with what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So it'll be right at 34, the kick, and it is perfect from Youngway Koo.
Why would that be played in the middle of February, Youngway Koo? That's a field goal from last season, random. Probably, you know, unrelated to anything? No, incorrect, Randy. It is related to a story that is trending today, which is that the Falcons gave Youngway Koo a one-year contract, along with punter Ryan Allen. Youngway Koo, 25 years old, played about half the season last year with the Falcons, did a nice job. And now it looks like, unless he absolutely falls flat on his face in the preseason, Youngway Koo will be the kicker for the Atlanta Falcons.
Gave him some assurances, but they're going to bring somebody in to kick against him and everything and make sure that, you know, they can trust him. And it's hard to say because right now it's easy to kick when there's nothing on the line. You know what I'm saying? We saw that from Tevecchio.
Giorgio Tevecchio.
Yeah, we saw that.
Low leverage kicking.
Yeah, so we'll see how Youngho does. And then we'll get to a point where, you know, I might get used to seeing him in that numb sim. I don't like it.
What if they start running, like, fake kicks and stuff? And he shows the athleticism in the open field. Would that change anything?
Not a dang old thing.
You know what Wendy said she likes?
Oh, man. Let me hear it.
She thinks the signing of Youngway is pretty cool.
Oh, my damn.
It's true. She feels that way. And you feel that way also.
I don't know what's worse, that joke or the fact that a piece of chicken skin flipped out and hit me on my lip and burnt the side of my lip right here.
When?
Just a second ago, I had some leftover chicken from last night to heat up in the microwave, and it was kind of hot, and I was rushing.
Yeah.
And I went to bite a part of it, and a piece of chicken skin flipped back and hit me.
I think the joke was worse than that.
Yeah.
What I don't know what's worse is Wendy said it or that I heard it from Wendy and repeated it on the radio, knowing full well what the joke was.
Yeah,
that's the problem,
that was,
too.
That was pretty
bad. Like, I'm proud of us. Today's been a pretty good dad joke day.
Like, she knows, that's my girl, you know. Like,
Wendy?
Little sis. Love me some Wendy.
Absolutely.
Goodness gracious. Like, do you do this, like, be thinking about this in the morning when you be like at your workout?
No, that's the glory of the dad joke. They just come to you. Not everybody has them. Wendy's not even a dad. I don't know if you knew that or not.
But that is the thing. That is the thing. And Brian just made a great point. Because her mics were off. We don't hear a lot. We don't hear them off. Brian hears some off.
Imagine how many more there would be.
Imagine how many there could be.
Imagine how many happen in the 4 hours of the show if the microphones actually worked. And we're working on it. We're working on it.
Yeah, we're still working.
We're working on it.
We actually made some progress.
Yeah.
On getting the mics on.
Some real headway.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. Anyway, Youngway Koo got signed by the Falcons yesterday. Looks like he's probably going to be the kicker next year, which is good. They're still going to bring in competition, though, which they should. Don't do what they did with Tevecchio and just give it to him because Tevecchio was a disaster in preseason last year. My only concern with Youngway Koo is his the strength of his leg.
Right.
His ability to kick long field goals. Because it's become very, like, I don't know, common in the NFL over the last decade or so for guys to be able to make 50-plus yard mm-hmm. field goals. Like, the 50-plus yard field goal is much more yes. normal now than it used to be.
I agree.
But Younghoe doesn't have that type of range. Or at least we don't know that he does. Doesn't seem like he does. Has never made a field goal in the NFL longer than 50 yards. So those are my Younghoe concerns, but mostly I'm happy.
Yeah, like I said, I'm happy for Younghoe. As long as he just continues to be consistent, hopefully that leg will get stronger.
And one more year of Younghoe means one more year of dad jokes related to Younghoe, so everybody wins.
Goal comes on Mataagua's first shot on target in this match. Off the kickoff, backheeled by Joseph Martinez to the front of center circle. Pitti Martinez back to Joseph, ahead to Pitti. Ahead to Joseph in the box. Joseph with a shot. Score! Off the back, posted in. Atlanta United equalizes less than a minute after they give up the goal.
Yeah, excellent finish from Joseph last night. It was, I don't know how you were watching the game. Did you have, Fubo TV.
Yeah.
Right? So you were watching the Spanish broadcast.
Yeah, another one of them damn trials. They got me.
They got you?
Got me.
We got to remember to cancel it.
I be forgetting.
Well, I'm trying to remind you right now. You already did
it? Yeah, I already got it. God, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got it like last year.
How many months have you been playing for? Fubo TV is expensive.
Yeah, Andy Bunker.
That's like $40 a month.
Yeah, Andy Bunker.
Dang, Randy.
I canceled it.
Yesterday?
I canceled it yesterday after the match. After the match. But I didn't, I'm literally sitting there. I'm like, damn, how can I find this game? And so we have most of the TVs in our house that don't have cable box. They're Roku TV.
Right.
And so I went to the Roku. I was like, I do have it. Oh, it's working.
And then you checked your statement or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Public service announcement, because I know a lot of people probably signed up for either, I think YouTube TV gave you a Fox Sports Plus trial last night or a Fubo TV. If you signed up for the trial period for free, cancel it.
Yes.
Cancel it right now.
Please,
if you're sitting at
don't
work,
end up like dumb Randy.
Or dumb Andy. I had one that I noticed yesterday that I was paying for that I wasn't using. Don't waste your money. Cancel the subscription unless you want to pay $40 a month. Mm-hmm. Then maybe you just want Fubo TV. There's nothing wrong. You want to watch all the CONCACAF matches. You could watch some Korean League soccer, whatever. I don't know. Who knows what you want to watch? If you have Fubo TV, you can watch all of it. But if you're like most of us, you signed up so you could watch the Atlanta United game for free, and now you need to cancel it. It was also possible, and I know a lot of people did this, I did this as well, to listen to Longshore and Conti call the game on the radio. They did a great job, as they always do. You sync it up to the TV so you can watch the TV feed, and you can listen to Longshore and Conti call the game. And they did a wonderful job, as always. But when you were watching that game and you saw Mataagua score the goal,
mm-hmm.
were you back to paying attention by the time Joseph scored the goal? Because I wasn't.
No, I had, because here's the thing. I don't know how to do all the syncing and all that stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to listen to my man up here.
Yeah.
And it's always fun. I always love listening to, like Spanish broadcast.
Do you speak Spanish?
A little bit. I'm a little versatile, man. I know a little something, man. Okay. We get stuck down in Cabo or something. I can get us a cab.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I can get us up out of there. But and so when they score, so I'm like, okay, damn. But then, it seemed like it was like so fast when Joseph scored.
It was 45 seconds later.
Damn.
38 seconds.
Well, all right then, let's go. And, I enjoyed the match. I enjoyed it. Because I finally got to see my squad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a fun part about it.
That was exciting.
Got to see my whole squad. Because last time they were on TV, Goose didn't play. And then you saw the effectiveness of what Goose does. 5 saves. And I'm talking about, they should have lost that match. Because that back end without Miles is just toast.
Yeah, I thought the back four struggled a little bit last night. Certainly in the first half of the game. In the second half, too. You said it. Brad Guzan had to be amazing. He was the man of the match last night in order for Atlanta United to get that draw. With no Miles Robinson in the middle. And then you had Escobar out on the left. Normally he's on the right. And then you had Mo Adams on the right. The goal that Mataagua scored was without question Mo Adams' fault.
Yes.
He fell asleep and his man got behind him. That dude was wide open in the box. I mean, any professional soccer player would have scored that goal. So that was a frustrating one to give up. But as soon as they scored, I got up to get a snack. I was like, all right, I got a minute. I missed Joseph's goal. You sit back down and see that it's 1-1. Then you see the highlight and all that. But you know what was fun about last night? I enjoy about just really any live sporting event, but especially a live sporting event that's on at a weird time, like West Coast Braves games and stuff like that.
Ugh.
Not everybody stays up for it.
Right.
But the ones that do are really fun to interact with on Twitter. We had a fun time last night watching the game and kind of going back and forth with some people and talking about the game. It was a good time.
That's great, Andy.
It was a very social media kind of night.
Yeah, I noticed that this morning when I woke up.
Yeah. You were linked in on some of those conversations.
Yeah, you know where my phone was at? In the kitchen.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. You responded to a text. I texted you about 9:45.
Yeah, I responded because I was up.
And you cut me off at 10.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I cut you off, man. Y'all just type too damn fast.
Okay, so maybe you should learn to type faster.
You and Ann, you, Wendy, and Brian, y'all just type so fast and it overwhelms me. All right, it overwhelms me that I get 6 messages before I can type a response to anything. So you know, I was like, you know what? Damn it. Y'all just keep going.
Maybe just respond with your personal emojis.
Don't hate.
What?
All right, don't hate, man. That was my wife's idea.
It's nice. It looks a lot like you.
But I'm just saying, y'all type so fast. I mean, it's literally, there will be 6 texts and I'm still reading the first one. And it's like, ha ha. Well, how about this? Ha ha. Dad joke. And I'm like, okay, let me get to this point of what we're going to actually do on the show. Jump over y'all jokes, and then I respond.
What do you think of Joseph's hair?
I mean, I ain't like you and Abe.
I don't like it.
You and Abe, how you gonna judge another man's hair? I don't like it. Your son? If that's my little boy, I can be like, hey, man, I don't like your hair.
I like your son's hair.
It's another
great.
Damn grown man.
Okay. I'm not allowed to judge his hair?
No.
Why not?
Men don't judge men's hair.
I do. I have eyeballs that opened. I saw them. I interpreted what I felt about it.
Between your lack of respect for a good hot dog, your sensitive feet.
I do have very sensitive feet.
And your hair judging for men, this 15 years might be cut short.
What? Okay. These are all things he knew about me anyway.
I ain't know you judge. I ain't know about your sensitive feet, Andy.
I've got delicate feet. Do we need to go to couples counseling? Like, is that?
No.
No, we don't need to do that.
No, we do that.
We're not doing that. Yeah. I just thought Joseph's hair looked bad. That's all. I mean, not bad. Just looked weird.
Yeah, it looked like Joseph.
I know, but sometimes, like, normally when he has it like that, kind of spikes it up or whatever. It was, like, slick back and blowing in the wind. Whatever. If he scores a goal, I probably don't care.
Which he did.
By the way, I think that I'm right about this. It's hard to get, like, a true – I'll ask Jason Longshore about this. Because they keep track of goals differently, like U.S. Open Cup goals and MLS goals and CONCACAF goals. I think last night was Jose Martinez's 83rd yes. goal in all competition, mm-hmm. postseason and all that, as mm-hmm. a member of Atlanta United.
I should be number one.
What do you mean?
Like, is there anybody who has more?
Well, certainly not in the last couple of years.
That's what I'm saying.
I just wonder, I mean, he's going to score 100 goals at some point this season. He's going to score his 100th goal mm-hmm. as a member of Atlanta United. This seems like something to celebrate.
No, he's pretty good, man. He's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but I just wonder, maybe Longshore knows, because he normally knows stuff like this. You add all the competitions together and all that. I think it was his 83rd goal. So he's 17 away, which means probably 17 games from now, he's going to score his 100th goal, which is pretty cool. He scores a goal almost every single game. He was awesome last night, as he always is.
Opportunity to win a job, to come out here and show what I can do to help this ball team win. Like I said, all it is just creating an opportunity for me.
Austin Riley talking about what he's hoping to accomplish in spring training. All he could do is go out and do what he can do, Randy.
That's it.
But hopefully what he can do is hit the ball really well and make the
need.
Team.
That's what we need. And
it really would be a disappointment if he started the season in AAA.
I'm telling you, Johan, he's been one of my favorite players since he's been up with the Braves. I loved him. I love after they gave him an opportunity to be the third baseman that, you know, he went and he played well. I'd be really disappointed if Austin Riley isn't third baseman this year. I would be really disappointed if we're not heading into the season and Austin Riley is not your starting third baseman. I would really be disappointed in that because you already got a crowded outfield. So where do you play him at? Because right. we know one thing about Schnick. He don't like the rest dudes. And especially at the beginning of the season, guys are going to play.
Yeah.
So when is his chance? Are you going to pinch hit him every now and then?
Yeah, because you know what I don't want? I don't want it to be a platoon.
Yeah, me neither.
I want whoever
I'm right
wins
there with
it
you.
To be the guy.
I'm right there with you.
The good thing about Camargo, or at least the idea last year, was that he's a utility infielder and he can play the different spots. Well, you got a Danny Echevarria. That guy's a much better defensive shortstop or a defensive player in the infield than Camargo is. So he's your utility infielder. Plus, he showed when he came over last year that he can actually hit the baseball,
yeah.
too. And bat flip with the best of them when he hits a home run. But so, yeah, I don't – whoever loses that job, I don't know what their role is. because Camargo doesn't really play in the outfield.
No,
he's a utility infielder.
Who's a better utility player,
Camargo,
Charlie, or Cole?
Oh.
Because remember, Charlie played all over the place, too.
Charlie, probably, because he can play in the outfield.
Yeah, he played in the outfield.
Remember that play he made at the end of the game last year, that double play?
Remember the best play? That was the best play of the year, wasn't it?
It might have been.
I know somebody had, because remember, we had this conversation, and somebody had texted us and everything about it.
Yeah, that Culberson play in left field to save Luke Jackson's bacon was unbelievable. That's what people forget. They always talk about how Luke Jackson, well, it might not have been pretty, but he got it done. Yeah, because guys made, like, Hall of Fame-type plays to save him. Anyway. I hope Austin Riley makes the team as a starting third baseman to start the season.
Right. Me too, man. Let's hope so. Hey, guys, we have another pair of Monster Energy Supercross tickets. They're on for Saturday, February 29th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It starts at 4:30. Caller number 2-404-741-0929 gets you another set of tickets.
All right, so Jason Longshore joins us next on the phone. He's not in studio as normal. He's traveling back, so he's on the phone. If you have any questions for Longshore, you could tweet him at us as well. We'll throw him his way. And we'll talk to Jason about what he saw from Atlanta United last night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. With you here on a Wednesday, 20 minutes away from What's Trending. No Jason Longshore in studio for What's Trending today. He's going to join us on the phone in just a minute.
Dude, where your mind at?
What?
The AMA, dude.
Where did I say What's trending? I don't know,
you
man.
You all right, man?
The crowd noise is really loud. I'm trying to talk over that crowd noise there. It's really loud. What did I say? What's trending? And 20 minutes away from the AMA. Sorry about that. I blame Brian, which is what I'm doing. Which is probably a professional way to go about it. You have a winner to give away or something like that?
Oh, man, I got a winner over here. We got David Burdett of Atlanta. Congratulations. You won a pair of Monster Energy Supercross tickets for Saturday, February 29th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It starts at 4:30. Tickets are available at supercrosslive.com.
20 minutes away from the AMA. Ask me anything 20 minutes from now, as we do every single day at 1:40, which is, you know, why I'm confused about it, I guess. But Jason's not joining us for the AMA. He's traveling back from calling the game last night. He is with us now, though, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Jason.
What's up, guys?
What up, Jay? You still in Honduras?
No. We talked about it on the full-time report last night. We were not in Honduras.
I know that, Jay. I just wanted to say it. Just to,
you know,
to ruffle some feathers. So Jay, what was your overall impression of the match last night?
Professional. I mean, it's a difficult place to go in and play. And Frank DeBoer talked about it afterwards. You guys saw the pitch. I mean, it was thick and somehow thick and bumpy at the same time, which I don't know how that's possible. It happened. It was really difficult to make short passes. It was really difficult to connect. It was difficult to build out of the back. You saw a team in Atlanta United with the leading player in passes on the night was Fernando Meza with less than 60. I don't know, outside of maybe the Minnesota match that you played with the majority of it with 10 men, if that's ever happened in Atlanta United history. You couldn't, you know, build play up, so you had to play direct. You knew you were going to concede possession at times doing that, and you were missing pieces. You know, to come out of there 1-1 in the first 90 minutes of 180 and come back home in the second leg, you're in a great spot.
Yeah, who do you think they missed the most? I know there was injuries and visa issues and all kinds of stuff that had them undermanned a bit last night, and still to get the result that they did was fantastic. But maybe somebody they'll be able to get back on Tuesday in Kennesaw, or somebody who's going to join the team later on in the season. Who do you think they could have used the most last night?
Yeah, the way this one played out, I mean, I know a lot of people will zero in on Miles Robinson and how important he is to this team. I thought that the defense was pretty good last night, considering it was makeshift, and you knew exactly what you were going to see out of Mataguá because they were playing on the same field. They couldn't really build anything up either, and it's not really their game. They were looking to play direct. They were looking for a lot of crosses. Back line held up really well. Jeff Lorenowitz in the defensive midfield was good. Anton Walks was very good. I really liked Fernando Meza's game. I think in a game like last night, a player like Mateo Soseto could have been a guy who gives you one more killer pass, one more opening to give Joseph Martinez another opportunity or create something for Barco or Pitti.
Jay, when you look at, because we've been talking all day about, you know, who's not saying irreplaceable, but who's the most important guy they have to replace? And I think a lot of us think it's Darlington Nagbe. What did you see from Hyman? Because it kind of looked like he was not necessarily playing like him, but playing in a similar position as Darlington Nagbe would be.
Yeah, he was in a similar role to what we saw Nagbe play in the past. It was Hyman, Remedy, and Larenowitz last night, and Hyman was definitely deeper because that midfield had to be deeper because of the way Mataguil was going to play. I thought he had some good moments. I thought there were some moments where he flared out to the left a little bit and found some space. He had a sequence of maybe about 10, 15 minutes in the second half where I thought he was really influential in starting to push the team forward, but there wasn't quite enough of that. And I think once this midfield overall group gets together and you include a Hosetu into this, you'll start to see the roles define a little bit more. And again, there will be flexibility match to match. You will see lineups change, but Hosetu gives you the attacking side of what you had with a Darlington Nagbe. Emerson Hyman can give you some of that, but he reads the game a little differently.
Mm-hmm. How many of those guys are going to be available next week when they play the second leg of this matchup?
I wish I knew. Visa situations are difficult. Frank De Boer did say that it was possible that he would have Hosetu and Jake Mulroney for next week. So I'll take that as a very good sign. The injury side of it, all these guys are on, you know, kind of week-to-week types of things. We know concussions with George Bello. There's really an impossible timetable there. You don't know. Miles Robinson was discussed as week-to-week this week, and Edgar Castillo was described as week-to-week last week. So you would think that they're both in contention for next Tuesday in Kennesaw.
Hey, Jay, do you see any different, you know, style maybe that Atlanta United may play when Hosetu finally gets his chance to play more minutes than he has in that last match, which wasn't a lot?
I think, you know, we might zero in on and calling it a different style. I think it's just a different combination of players.
What do you mean?
I think we know at this point, style-wise, Atlanta United wants a lot of the ball. They want to be able to combine and play fast, but also combine fast and not lump balls long and hope for a knockdown. You want to build up play through a series of passes. And a player like Hosetu, his ability to be able to do that in tight spaces is something that I think he'll be among the best players in the team in being able to do that. I think his confidence in big moments, you know, his experience playing in the top flight in Brazil and playing in South American competition will help him. You know, big moments won't feel big to him. And I think the other thing that he brings to the table that you didn't have last night out of the midfield is a willingness to take a shot from distance. Mm-hmm. He's got a good long-range shot, and that can open up defenses sometimes when they collapse a little bit on Joseph.
What did you make of the way that Barco played last night? I know it's 90 minutes, it's one game, but I know we've talked a lot about how this season could be one where he's very special and has teams coming after him internationally. What did you see from Barco last night?
It was a fight. I mean, I think Barco and Pitti were two sides of it. I thought Pitti was a little more effective on the ball. He gets the assist with Joseph, but Frank described Pitti as demonstrating bollocks last night, which is an English term that
yeah.
you guys know.
Yeah, saw that.
I would say that Barco did as well in different ways. There were moments where, look, he was getting kicked all night long. We know that. You're used to seeing that. But there were moments where he tracked back and defended really well and put that fight into the match. Barco and Pitti and Joseph are guys you want to shine. You want to see highlights. You want to see fancy plays. You're not expecting, you know, grit and grinding at those guys, but you got it out of all of them last night. Joseph Martinez, not 100%, was feeling sick, running a fever, and you got strong performances and I think a demonstration of this team's fight and their ambition to do well in this tournament last night in tough conditions.
Last night when I was watching Pitti, and Jason, he just looks comfortable, man. He looks like he's knows where Frank wants him to be and how he wants to get the job done. And we were talking about the importance of him and Joseph and their combination with losing a guy like Larenowitz. Gressel.
Yeah, it's key. It's key for a player like Pitti. I think any player that is that transcendent kind of talent, you know, when they're comfortable, you're going to get the best of that. when they're stressed or they're pressing or, you know, they're still not quite sure of their role, it's harder for them to play freely. And you want a player like Pitti to feel complete freedom. Last night, he completed over 80% of his passes. I think he had 4 misplayed passes. So he was able to take some chances with his passes and play some ambitious passes forward, but he didn't lose possession much at all.
Hey, when we talk about Jason Longshore joining us, by the way, on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking about last night's Atlanta United match in the CONCACAF Champions League, Joseph Martinez scored again. Joseph Martinez seems to always score.
He's a bad man.
He's phenomenal. I mean, he gets one little chance and he puts it in the back of the net. That's what he does. But I was thinking, like, with now where he's at, starting his fourth season with Atlanta United, he's got to be closing in on 100 goals. And the best that I could figure out, and again, you can help me with how this is all calculated, like all competitions, right? What exactly does that mean? And I thought last night was his 83rd goal. I don't know if that's right or not. Where are you at with that?
I need to double check. All competitions for me is regular season play, playoffs, CONCACAF Champions League, U.S. Open Cup, Campeones Cup would be included in that as well. I think he's got more than that coming in. But I will double check that number and I'll post that on Twitter.
Because he's coming up on he's close to 100.
He's getting close. I think he's in that like 10 to 15 away kind of range.
Okay.
Well, and Jay, see, you know people that we don't know. And we're trying to get together a show outing to go watch it and go support our United. And like, again, you know folks that we don't know. You know, and is there any way possible that maybe you might be able to get us some drink tickets?
Some drink tickets? I need to get y'all drink tickets now.
Yeah, we just found out they serve alcohol at the stadium.
How about just in the building for the game next Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, that too.
I don't know. That one. I think there are still tickets available for that one. That might be possible, but those are going fast. I cannot wait to get back in front of Atlanta's crowd.
They're going to be great.
You know, it's such a rush to hear that. And, you know, hearing it on the opening of this segment every time, it's like, man, can't wait for that to happen for real. So I'll talk to some people. I'll see what I can do.
Appreciate it, Jay.
All right, Jason.
My man.
We look forward to that as well, and we look forward to next Wednesday having you back in studio with us. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Thanks, y'all.
Did Jason Longshore send us to AtlantaUnited.com for tickets?
He sure did.
Is that what he did?
Hey, speaking of Atlanta United fans, cool. Are you going up to Nashville for the next match, for the match next weekend? Join us, well, not us, them, on Friday, February 28th from 1 to 6 Central Time at Tailgate Brewery Music Row in Nashville for 92.9 The Game's Atlanta United Welcome Party. Dukes and Bell, they will be up there broadcasting live, plus a special episode of Stoppage Time Live with Mike Conti and Jason Longshore. Atlanta United prizes, giveaways, special guests, and more.
We need questions for the AMA. The AMA is next, not what's trending.
Let me get the questions.
Any question, any topic. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929. Twitter at Wendy Radio or at TBM929. Anything you want to know, we will answer. Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.